Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Come on! All right, about 5:30, our selections are coming up.
And as a reminder, John went 4-0 last week.
As I've already jinxed myself and do not bet my games this week, because I will
16-7 overall.
Yeah.
I will be 1-3 this week. I do not feel great about my my odds now, but I did have to promote. I am 9 games over 500.
Hey man, you got to take your victory lap when it's there for you.
Yep. I mean, you're
not Joe DeCamera. We know it.
No.
You know, you're not doing apology days and all that nonsense.
Nah.
But you know,
well,
you kind of have it rough around here every once in a while on the show, and people try to once in a while.
I kind of feel like Ben sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you should shoot.
Maybe I should.
You gotta take your victory lap when it's there for you, man.
Absolutely. And for all the email and DM psychiatrists and therapists, just save it. All right, I don't want to hear it anymore. Just save it. I know that you've already diagnosed him as a faker, and that's fine.
Right.
Just Google social anxiety disorder.
Yep.
I don't know if he has that or not, but when you look at what it is, it sure as hell looks like that's what's going on here. All right. Again, I don't know that. I know it's convenient that Ben has shown up, and now all of a sudden it's a mental thing. This isn't the first time the mental thing's been discussed. So, anyway, just keep it. I don't want to argue with you about this right now. It's Friday, Ike, and it's a Friday top five at five with Jack Fritz. Let's do it.
So, I don't know if you guys heard today, but Monday is the 5-year anniversary of the Midday Show.
Ooh.
Yes, they're celebrating their 5-year anniversary coming up on Monday.
Did I know it?
Oh, it's not today?
No, it's actually Monday.
Oh.
Yeah. Why didn't they do it on Monday?
Why didn't
Because
you
of the
everybody?
Reaction to Eagles game.
No, I know, but why don't they do it on Tuesday then?
Okay, that's what it is. Okay, I see what you're saying.
Why don't they do it on Tuesday?
I don't produce the Midday Show. I don't do any of that
stuff.
I actually
thought it was today.
Well, yeah, so they're trying to get it out of the way
right.
So that, you know, because they're going to be flooded with so much celebration on Monday.
Right, I know, but they're still going to be talking about how it's the actual anniversary.
Yes.
So it's like the birthday week when you start the week.
Right.
Did Joe DeCamera put his Cash App out there or Venmo?
Probably.
He paid for it?
Well, it's not like DeCamera to make something about him, you know?
Well, he doesn't know what that is anyway, so he probably didn't.
No, he would have no idea how to use Venmo, and he's actually talked about it where they can't send him Venmo. So either way, I decided, you know, it was time to rank my 5 favorite Joe DeCamera drops.
Oh, awesome.
Ooh, there you go.
It's been a drop-heavy top 5 this week, but this is justified because he has a lot. Starting with number 5, which they have taken out of the rotation for some reason, but on this show, it's one of our favorites.
Yeah, I was actually just looking for it.
Puzzle Time?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, because it's DeCamera. Like,
on
Friday nights, he likes to enjoy a quick bath, and then
he does a jigsaw puzzle.
And then he does puzzles.
Right, like Ike.
That's a strange dude, man.
Dude, he took three baths on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm not sure I'm buying that.
I don't believe it either.
Who the hell takes 3 baths?
See, here's what's happened, right? Joe DeCamera was afraid to talk about his weirdness before coming here, and Spike Eskin said, listen, embrace the weirdness and talk about it.
Right.
But now he just goes over the top and embellishes and exaggerates it. No, they ain't no one taking 3 baths in a day. Stop it.
Yeah, what are you doing in there, buddy?
Yeah, why are you taking 3 baths? It makes no sense.
Shut his hole!
Right, like, you know, if... Anyway.
Never mind.
Yeah, I don't want to go any further because I don't want to have those visuals. But I will say I do puzzles as well. I do puzzles at home,
but you do it with your kids.
With my 4-year-old, yes!
And yeah, I can't remember the last time I did a puzzle.
It's a Frozen puzzle.
Oh, that sounds adorable.
Frozen right, puzzle. Yes, and she's 4. So I don't know what...
Frozen the cartoon.
Yes.
No, he's not playing with icicles.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I wouldn't expect. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't expect you to. Yes, Frozen is actually. Frozen's kind of on the back burner now.
I know. Right. It's out of the rotation. Like Seltzer, we were trying to do a podcast last night. He says he's watching Frozen. I was like, oh, you must watch that all the time. The kids don't watch Frozen that much anymore.
No, it's yeah. it's right now. Paw Patrol is yes. the big. We're Paw Patrol for Halloween. So I'm yeah. the. I have to dress. The family has to dress up like Paw Patrol. Yeah. I have to dress up by, like the one guy, the head, and then they all dress up like the yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I have no idea what Paw Patrol is.
Yeah, it's just a cartoon where you have a bunch of dogs that go out and save stuff, and then there's a boy named Ryder who is kind of the he's in charge. So I'm Ryder because I have similar hair.
Alrighty.
Anyway.
Did Ryder go to Dr. Glatt?
Did not.
Okay.
Natural.
Number four, they actually don't use it, but we use it, and it's becoming one of my favorites.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On let's sell one, two,
one, two, three.
Gee, I wonder why they don't use it.
Yeah, total embarrassment. Yeah, because Joe probably doesn't want to use it.
Yeah, we tried.
You ought to be embarrassed being a Philadelphian.
He tried to play it off like he lost his place. That's right. What he said on the air, like he lost his place. No shot.
Play it again. No. I want to hear it one more time.
Oh. You got to know.
Fly, Eagles, fly. On the touchdown, one, two,
one, two, three.
Yeah, know the song of my sleep, man. Come on.
Everyone does. Yeah. It's part of being a Philadelphian.
Except right. Joe.
That's a, yeah. That's the worst thing that's ever happened on that midday show is him forgetting, like, yeah, whatever. Number three, we go back to when he won his big trial.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That's where we got the song from, that, yep. That wow?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep, which leads actually to number two, which is not a drop, but it's a song.
Wow!
Fairly obvious what number one's going to be, Jack.
What is yes, what else could be number one but this?
That meant everything to me.
Oh, God.
Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
Oh, God. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. By the way.
I mean, I remember it, but I forget because we don't use it as a drop.
No.
Every once in a while we do.
Right, and we also had that's the other battle song. This is what it sounds like when Joe cries.
This is what it sounds like when Joe cries.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888. I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional. Phones. Cry. 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 8. Start. Cry. 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 8. Start. Cry. 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 8. Me. I'm just very emotional. Very emotional. Very emotional. Very emotional.
By the way,
oh y'all are wrong for that.
I have choked up on the air a few times. But I haven't said I'm sorry to cry. I just Ike then talks for a second so I can gather myself.
Yes.
And then
during the pandemic, we were all crying at some point.
Oh man, we were all upset. A lot of different things. Yes,
but like that was, but that was after a stick.
Yeah, that was actually after the Eagles won the NFC Championship game, right?
Or I think it was
that was
Super
the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But if you remember, Joe was we didn't know if Joe was going to make
it.
That's right. We thought he was going to die.
Yeah. Well,
that's why he's so emotional. He doesn't sure he's going to be there for that show.
It's true. Yeah.
He had to call in before the NFC Championship game. He sounded like Luke Gehrig in that last.
And unfortunately, we can't
I
find
just
the
say
audio.
Thank you.
No, that was scrubbed.
That was
just
scrubbed.
Want to say thank you to everybody.
Yeah, he said
the greatest.
No, yeah. What does he say? What's the Lou Gehrig thing?
I consider myself
the luckiest man
on the face of the earth.
Yeah, that was Joe. And then John Ritchie's like, "Why do you sound so small right now?
Why do you sound like a weakling?"
Yeah.
That's what he wanted to say.
Poor Joe. All right. Well, hey, by the way, congrats to the guys on a great 5 years.
Yes.
On.
So he cried.
The show.
He did cry after they won the Super Bowl, and he also did this, which is intense.
And well, that was winning the
Super Bowl.
That was the day after.
Yeah.
He cried and let out that in the same day.
Well, there you have it. Good job, Jack.
Man.
Top 5 at 5 with Jack Fritz. All right, guided door and window. Right now, 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call them today. Guided Door and Window, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit goguida.com. Let's go to the phones. What do you think? It's a football Friday, after all, Ike. Mm-hmm. Are people in now? Because I am not talking myself, even in the 5 o'clock hour, I'm not talking myself into this being a victory on Sunday. Al in North Carolina, listening on the Odyssey app. Al.
All right, John. All right. How are you guys today?
All right, Al.
What's up, big Al?
All right. All right, man. I'm in. Ike, you know what time it is. Neither one of our freaking players did anything last night, so we'll leave that alone. Johnny Marks, congrats on being in first place now. It's only temporary, but that's all right.
I like your thinking, Al. I like your thinking.
Yeah, yeah, man. I seen your squad, and Chuck's right. It ain't that good. Look here.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going to go after Ike Reese now.
I don't want to do any fantasy bragging because I know what happens when you do it.
Exactly.
I'm just laying here trying to pile up some wins. That's it.
You laying in the cut.
Yep, trying to.
Last week I took a gamble. I'm not going to talk about fantasy the whole time, but last year I took a gamble. Didn't pay off. So that's the way it goes.
All right, you got a good team, Al.
Thank you. But anyway. I'm in on them. I think they can do this. I think they can win this game. But this is going, like the other guy said a few minutes ago, he said that this is going to be the real test. You got 10 days to prepare a game plan. Let's see what you got now. If I look at that TV and see this, well, I won't look at the TV, but if I see the same game plan, man, I'm scared. Please, and one more thing, please don't let the Eagles be the first team to give freaking Detroit Lions their first win of the season following week. Please don't do that.
That'd be very Eagle-ish to get a win against the Raiders and then lose to the freaking Lions, huh?
That'd be absolutely terrible. But, yeah, one more thing. What was I going to say, man? Damn it, I forgot. Well, anyway, I'll remember next time I call. I was going to say something. Yeah, that's hell for sure right there. But that's Ike just doing that to me, man, because I've been sucking down.
It's Friday afternoon now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, every day's a holiday. What are you going to do? Chuck, I'm retired now.
But, that's dog mentality.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Oh, please don't. I don't need to hear that crap anymore. Please, one more thing. Let me just get this out, Laura. I suffer from several mental illnesses. But the thing I'm scared of, when the 76ers came out with that statement about they think he's faking or whatever, this is the thing. Now the national people will turn around like the 76ers organization thinks mental illness is fake. That they could turn that into a headline.
So Al, just to be clear, the Sixers never came out and said that they thought it was fake. Howard reported his sources said that they were furious, and I want to say exactly what he said, but more or less he was saying that the Sixers didn't necessarily believe it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like at this point, and they haven't done it, I guess they're not going to do it, but I think it would have been wise to come out and support Ben Simmons, whether or not you believe that it's true, that he has something serious, that it's real, or you think that he's just saying that. I don't know. But I think it makes the most sense to come out. And now you're saying to Ben, okay, we support you, man. Let's get the help that you need and let's move forward here.
I mean, all he said is that he's not mentally ready to play right now. And quite frankly, I don't see why people can't understand that, and why did it have to get to this? He clearly came in not in the mindset of I'm ready to jump into this thing and act as if nothing happened, and the Sixers knew this because they were around him, and I believe he informed them he's not ready to go. And I don't know why they felt the need to try to push this so that they can fine him and send him home and that whole ordeal. It's to make a show of it.
Yep.
And that's what they did. So they threw him on the front line by sending him home and suspending him from a game that he was never going to play in. He was never going to play in that game. Doc didn't say, I don't know where he's at. I mean, as far as physical conditioning, I mean, he looked okay, this and that and the other, but then you knew he wasn't ready to go game ready-wise. And it's game one of 82. Why are you pressing this? So what if he misses the first two or three games? You know what they wanted to do? They wanted to not answer questions about Ben in that light. Instead, they wanted to answer questions about Ben being a bad teammate, not being a part of what's going on right now, being disruptive in practice and this and that and the other. That's what they wanted to do.
Yep.
That's what they wanted to do. Instead of saying, let's keep this, we've had a great training camp going, It's a great team atmosphere around here. When he's ready to join, we're here waiting on him. He's here. But we're going to go on in about our business. No, it had to be a spectacle. It had to be send him home, suspend him for the next game.
Here comes Doc Rivers. Here comes Joel Embiid.
Then Doc Rivers and Joel Embiid throw more gas on the thing. Like, then it becomes a national story for 2 days. And when, for what? For what?
Sixers want to make sure he knows that they're in control. That's the only reason why.
Yes.
Same reason why Daryl Morey says yesterday, buckle up, this will take 4 years. In other words, don't mess with me, you'll lose. We're in control here, pal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. That's all that it is. Yep. Rob in Overbrook. Rob, what up? How are you?
What's going on? Hey, Johnny Marks, hey, give me some juice, Ike.
Hook him up, Jack.
It's Friday.
He must have been drinking that Ike juice. Ike juice.
Now, Ike, you know, here's the thing, man. I'm sitting here listening to you make excuses for this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I work in the mental health field for over 12 years, and I'm disgusted that this guy would try this. You know, because
would try
this,
what? Hold on, would try what? Right?
Would try what he's trying to do. You know, that anybody, you can always fall back on that mental health thing. You know, but these are things he instigated this whole process. Like, you're trying to make it seem like he's the victim here.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. You just feel you feel defensive because you know, by putting it this way, there's really no reason for you to go after him. So everybody wants to feel defensive because you feel like you're being said, it's being pointed at you that you're attacking someone for no reason. He simply said he's not mentally ready to go. That's what he said. No, everybody else has run with the other labels, mental illness, mental health, and all the other things. He just said mentally he's not ready to play right now.
And you know what, Ike? I don't think he'll ever be mentally ready to play.
Oh, okay.
Right now.
So then, okay.
If he can mentally go 82 games not ready to play and get his money, that's all this guy cares about, man. This guy's this is the worst behavior I've ever seen in sports in my 66 years on this earth. I've never seen anything like this.
Like
never.
What? Like what, life. Rob?
You know, this kind of disruption, you know, because all this,
Well, hold on. What disruption is he? What? I haven't seen Ben Simmons disrupt anything.
He initiated all this with his nonsense. If he's just been a man, you know, and came in and you say, okay, well, he's not ready. I'm not ready to play. After doing the things he's supposed to do, not making all this trouble and nonsense over the summer, I'd be a little bit more inclined to say, okay, well, I can understand that, but. When you put this on top of his other behavior,
what other behavior?
The stuff that he was, all this stuff that he's been doing over the summer. Right?
Well, what is he doing? I haven't seen Ben Simmons do anything but put out a video of him shooting. He bought. He was with his girlfriend or at a tennis match. What are you talking about?
Not wanting to come to camp, holding out and all.
Okay.
This. Come on. You know he's only here for the money. And we all know that.
Well, no, he wants to be traded.
Well, he wants to get paid, too. So he wants his cake and eat it, too, right?
All right, Rob, we got to run. You have that background noise that I can't take anymore.
The guy wants to be – I'm not defending Ben. I'm not.
He's hardly the first player that's want to have been traded in sports.
Yeah, we've never seen a player want to be traded.
So
it's the whole Wentz thing again where everybody wants him out of here because he's a bum, and then when they find out he actually wants to leave, everybody wants to call him a quitter. He's running away from him. I thought you wanted him out of here. Everybody wanted Ben Simmons out of here after not shooting the ball. He could never step foot back in this city. He could never step foot back in the world's Fargo Center. He's done here. Well, now you act like you want him to play.
No, they want him to want to play here, and then they can say, we don't want you anyway. Goodbye.
All I heard was, he'll never play here again. He's this. He's that. He could never put on that Sixers uniform. Okay, well, guess what? He heard your message. You don't want him to wear the Sixers uniform anymore, and he wants to be traded. Now, everybody's mad because you're taking your cues from the Sixers because, honestly, they're the ones who fumbled the bag here. Daryl Morey. Daryl Morey is the one who fumbled this, and that's why he realizes it could take 4 years to get this done because ain't nobody running the trade for Ben Simmons right now because now they're going to sit there and let's see how bad this thing does get to where they got to get rid of him. That's all this is. That's all this is. It's not about defending Ben Simmons, but it's also not about palling on somebody like he is the sole person to blame here. And that's what's going on right now. We got a mob mentality going on right now.
Yep.
Everybody wants to pile on the guy. And that's exactly what the Sixers want you to do. You know why? Because it takes them off the hook. It takes them off the hook. They want all of us to just pile on Ben. Because it takes them off the hook. My shoulders are strong enough. I'm here.
215-592-9494. Our picks are coming up next, followed by the Marks and Reese text line. I may have went 4-0 last week and have a 16-7 record on the season, Ike.
Ooh, boy.
I may have. Ike's picks as well.
Yes, sir.
Marks and Reese.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Text line, your phone calls, that's all coming up next. Don't go anywhere.
I don't know what to do.
All
right. Honey came in and she got me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I?
All right, we're back. Marks and Reese. It must be Shaggy's birthday. Is that why you're playing this?
53.
Why don't you play Bombastic?
What a bombastic, money bombastic.
This song's way better. This song sucks. I don't know. I would have went with Bombastic. Yeah, I mean, this song's all right. Wasn't me. You know, Shaggy was a U.S. Marine Corps veteran, or he is. There you go. Yeah.
I know that about Shaggy.
Yeah. He's 53 years old, Shaggy. Yeah. It's been a while since he was singing. All right. We'll get back to your phones. I know, like, they're people, they want to pound the flesh, Ike.
Yeah, it's okay.
They don't care, and they want to get to it.
I don't know.
But let's get to our picks.
It's okay.
Week 7 of the NFL. I'm going to start with the Dolphins hosting the Falcons. Line opened up. Dolphins were 2.5-point favorites. It swung all the way to the Falcons being favored by 2.5 points. But like the public and the sharp money have been on the Dolphins, but the line is swinging towards the Falcons by that much. It's reverse line movement. Something's fishy going on here, and I'm going to take the Dolphins plus 2.5. The Falcons aren't a good team, and I know the Dolphins have lost 5 straight, but something tells me Dolphins this week, and I'll take the 2.5 points. All right, the Washington football team is in Green Bay. Packers are rolling with 5 straight wins. They play Arizona on Thursday night coming up. So there is a minor worry about a look ahead, but, man, the football team is bad, And the Packers are just good. The Packers are rolling right now. This line shot from the Packers were 7-point favorites. It went all the way to a 10.5-point line on Monday night. Something happened to spook the odds makers to shoot it all the way up there. It's now back down to 7.5. I'll take the Packers at 7.5. That's a good value over the Washington football team. All right, the Colts and the 49ers. Ike. 49ers are coming off a bye. Jimmy Garoppolo's back. The Colts are looking to keep pacing the AFC South. Carson Wentz has been good. The team has been getting healthy. Jonathan Taylor has been very productive. The pride of Salem, New Jersey. I just don't like the 49ers. I don't. Average quarterback.
No, you like Wentz. Say you want to ride Wentz this game. You don't have to pick this game if you don't want to. So you like Wentz. Just say it.
No, I don't like the 49ers. Kyle Shanahan went to the Super Bowl in 2019. His lifetime record in San Francisco is 31-38. 7 games under 500, but Indianapolis is playing really well right now.
Yeah.
They are.
Yeah.
They're both sides of the ball. Both sides of the ball. Well, Carson Wentz threw the ball 20 times last week.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to throw the ball 50 times.
Yeah.
Carson Wentz is playing well. Jonathan Taylor's running well. They're protecting him well. The defense is playing well. Frank Reich is coaching well. Yeah. I'll take the Colts plus 4.
Yeah, I know you would.
Look for an outright win.
It has nothing to do with the 49ers. It has everything to do with the Colts getting hot right now because the quarterback is completely healthy and he's about to go on the run. Yes, I'm taking Indy plus 4.5, and you knew I'd be taking Indy plus 4.5
I had
in this game.
I had an idea, but yeah. I was going to take it as well because I think it's a good play. Mm-hmm. They're my three.
Never mind. Don't worry.
And you could take it too.
You're sitting at 16-7. That made me feel even more confident about taking it.
That's a win.
You're the expert picker this year, buddy. I'm following your lead.
All right.
That's no joke. And I also like the Packers-Washington game, but I'm not taking the points. I'm just taking the over 47.5. I think a lot of points will be scored in that game.
Like that.
So I'll take the over in that game. And then I like my beloved Bungles. 6.5 on the road in Baltimore. Big win last week by Baltimore. I mean, my goodness, can you come off two bigger wins than the ones they've had? Indianapolis on Monday night, where they certainly didn't deserve to win that game. Colts outplayed them for the majority of the game.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks to Lamar Jackson coming back in his MVP candidacy. They pulled it out. And then last week, they just steamrolled the L.A. Chargers. They may have peaked too soon. Because the upstart Bengals are coming to town, baby. Give me 6.5 on the road in a divisional game. I'll take it. They may not win that thing outright, but 6.5 points is a lot of points. I'll take that with the Cincinnati Bengals.
And I like that coming off a big emotional win.
Yeah.
The whole league's talking about how great Lamar is and the Ravens are. They keep it close.
I like that.
I like it. And I like the Raiders to cover. I'll go 31 to 20 to 21. As the Eagles get a late touchdown to make it look like. So Wade from Chester can be like, hey, they only lost by 10. Even they were down by 17 with like 4 minutes to go.
Wow.
So,
get
yeah,
rid of that guy.
I'll take the Raiders this week.
All right. And I got the Eagles plus 3.5, but I'll score 24-20 Eagles.
That a guy?
Yeah.
Jack, you like the Eagles as well?
Yeah. Let's go with 27. 23.
And for the record, if they don't win this game, you're officially out and you'll be.
No, if they lose this game, I'm leaving Sirianni in Las Vegas and then we'll move on to Detroit. We'll hire Deuce in Detroit and everything will get back to normal.
Right off the Detroit sideline.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's my plan.
All right. Well, there you have it.
Oh, you know what? Can I change one of my games?
Yeah.
No. Already locked in.
Yeah.
I'll take the Packers, Washington. Over out and just give me KC minus 4.5.
Which I also like too.
Yeah, it's a big game against Tennessee. It's on the road. I didn't like that though, but they win a shootout. KC went. The over was too high. It's 57. That's too many points for me.
I like Kansas City in that too. That was my fourth game.
Minus 4. I'll take Kansas City minus 4, Jack. Sorry.
Tennessee, just like one week they look like they're frauds and then they play really well the next week. I think this is the week.
They got that running back.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Right now, if you could start a franchise with Lamar Jackson or Justin Herbert, who would you take?
Justin Herbert.
Okay. I said the same thing. I named a couple of quarterbacks I would take in front of Lamar Jackson, and this is my CBS show that I do in the middle of the morning. And I was saying this in defending Lamar Jackson because there's people that are like, oh, well, you don't sign him with a contract extension. He can't win. Like, he can't win. The dude's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But I would still take Burrow. I would still take Justin Herbert.
Yeah. I mean, it's less. Here's the thing. Lamar is improving as a passer, and this has been arguably his best year as a throwing the football. So I don't think it's as clear as it once was. I just think Justin Herbert has a lot of talent there. And if I'm being honest, I take the guy with the stronger arm who plays the game from the pocket. Whereas Lamar, it's a herky-jerky, up-and-down type of thing. You got to be able to ride that roller coaster with him. He's going to give you the highlight plays.
Man.
He's going to give you the highlight plays, but then there's also going to be some plays where he tries to do too much, and it doesn't look good. But I'll tell you, 2 years ago, it wouldn't even been a question. He has improved as a passer. Lamar Jackson has.
Yes.
Big time, yeah.
He's been really good.
He's gotten better. Yeah, I mean, listen, just like Josh Allen got better as a passer.
Yep. Yep. Man, Bengals 4-2.
Yeah.
Awesome. Love to see it. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan, too. So, anyway. Also, last night, Case Keenum gets the win. And because Baker Mayfield's out, and he's got like a bone issue and a torn labrum and everything else. I heard people talking about how the Browns very easily could be in on Aaron Rodgers after this season. that Baker could be, you know, like, all right, maybe we'll bring you back on that option, but yeah, and that's if we can't get an upgrade over you. So,
yeah, I mean, they're 3-3 right now, and I'm not saying they're 3-3 because of Baker Mayfield, but clearly the offense is built around the running backs. I mean,
hey, they won last night running the football and playing defense.
That's how they win.
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
I don't even know how many touchdown passes Baker has. I think one time I looked about a week or so ago, and he had 2.
Yeah, I don't think he's been great this year.
Well, then they just win by running the ball. He doesn't throw a lot of touchdown passes.
He has he's got 6-3, 6 touchdowns and 3 interceptions.
All right, okay.
All right, a couple phone calls here before we get to the Marks and Reese text line. We'll start with Casey in North Carolina. Casey, go ahead. How are you?
Yo, what's good, y'all?
Casey?
What's up, Casey?
I'm going to tell you what, you're nuts if you don't take Lamar Jackson because you just don't find talent like that. But, Ike, you kind of rub me the wrong way. When it seemed like you, because you're coming off like you defended Ben, and mm-hmm. I know you're not, so mm-hmm. I just put that disclaimer in. But
okay.
It sounded like that to us because we're mad, you know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you got a right to be mad. You should be mad at the Sixers too.
Oh no, oh they don't. But the thing
they
is,
don't seem like it though.
Oh no, but we are. But the guy who it wasn't Daryl Morey and Doc who did dunk on Trey. You feel me?
It wasn't Ben Simmons that blew a 22-point lead.
He was a part of that. That also wasn't Doc in the morning.
Doc wasn't the coach?
He was. Well, I'm not the Doc. Doc got his own. Doc did his part, but it wasn't Daryl Morey. I'm just saying that we're more mad with Ben than the front office.
I understand that, Casey. We're not, and I'm not taking a census here or a poll to figure out who are we mad at most. If that were the case, I'm pretty sure everybody would be mad at Ben Simmons more.
No question.
Okay,
no question.
Well, but my thing is we've been yelling about Ben Simmons all summer into the fall. Like, we've been yelling about Ben Simmons.
My question to you all
go ahead.
Would be – hush, honey. My question to you all is, okay, John, I'm kind of with John when he say, release a statement and say we support Ben. Mm-hmm. Cool. But at the same time, I'm with Daryl Morey when he say, hey, if we can't move him, we got him under contract for 4 years. We're not in a situation like DeBrow was. He at some point needs to come back. So what happens if for whatever reason we can't find a decent trade package into next offseason or whatever, and the next year come back? Is he still supposed to get paid?
No, what happens if he plays and you're going to pay him and he stinks?
I mean, we know he's going to stink. But my question also is –
So if you – hold on, Casey. If you know he's going to stink, what is
it
that
you – We want him gone.
Okay, but hold on, though. Hold on for a second. Because, see, I think you guys – You're so mad you don't know what to think. If you know he's going to stink and you want him gone, and I don't know, I don't understand how you're going to get back what you think is value in return for somebody that you know that stinks and you want him gone. So my argument, Casey, and why I'm yelling at the Sixers is that I also understand this, and this should have been taken care of over the summer. This should have already been handled. Ben Simmons should already be gone. See, what you're trying to do is make sense of, well, I want him gone, but I want a star back in return. I'm sorry.
Even though he stinks.
The market says he's not worth sending a star player to you. And then when you say, well, we'll keep him for 4 years, or then keep a miserable, moping player who doesn't really want to be here for 4 years and you still aren't winning. So tell me where this benefits the Sixers at. Once the player says he's out, he's out. The one saving grace you could have in all of this is that you somehow continue to kiss his ass enough that he wants to be back in. So the tough love stuff ain't working. To all of you out there that want to be tough and find him and this and that and the other, that ain't going to make him want to stay and play harder. Go back to doing what everybody was doing before and be a Ben Abler. Kiss his butt, cater to him, tell him how much you love him. That's what you do if you want him to come back and play well enough that you get something of value. But the playing the tough guy role and finding him and sending him home and putting him on Front Street for everybody to rip him, that doesn't bring you any closer to Ben Simmons getting on the court. As a matter of fact, you just gave him a convenient excuse not to get on the court anytime soon. And you're going to steal pain. So tell me how smart Daryl Morey is now.
Yeah.
All right, we'll get back to the phones. We have the text line coming up in just 1 second, but here's Ike Reese.
Thank you for that.
You got it.
Give me that after I got to do a read, too, man. Hey, it's NFL Week 7. It continues. And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, wants you to get the most out of every play. And that's why they're giving everyone a $10 risk-free bet every week. All you have to do is bet a same-game parlay bet with three legs or more, and if your bet doesn't win, FanDuel will pay you back up to $10. Now, FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94WIP, and there's no feeling like nailing a same-game parlay bet. So lock in your bet today on FanDuel Sportsbook and get up to 10 bucks back if your bet doesn't win. And if you're new to FanDuel Sportsbook, then sign up today. Make sure you use promo code Ike. You'll also receive 30-1 enhanced odds on Sunday afternoon matchup between Houston and Arizona with $150 on a $5 bet. Again, that's promo code Ike, so they know that I sent you exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app.
21 plus and present in PA. Refund issued is now withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Text line.
The Jahertz's Witnesses is a cult-like group that blindly follows and points out all the good when a negative is pointed out. That talks to you like you're stupid for not agreeing. That drives town to town in a beaten-down Jeep Patriot begging others to follow so their ego can be stroked. John in Somerdale.
Mmm.
Wow.
Well, Elliot,
yeah, he's a bum.
Elliot does drive a Jeep Patriot.
I don't even know what that is.
It was that. I don't think they make them any more new, but... They
Jeep Patriot?
Yeah, they
it's
met.
A car, yeah.
Yeah, it's an SUV type that didn't last.
Smaller SUV.
Yeah, smaller SUV. More like a station wagon.
Okay.
Yeah, but like, I mean, the Jahertz, what does he call him?
Yeah,
Jack?
What was that?
The Jahertz's Witnesses.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it. Jehovah's, yes.
Hey.
Jahertz's Witnesses.
Yep.
Wow.
Wade's leading them. I got you, Wade. Wade does not want to hear criticism. He's like, you're not being fair. Johnny Box, you're not being fair. I'm not being allowed to criticize, but you're not fair. Like, you're not including pass interference yards. That should count. You know, like, hey, no, he's fine. Like, yesterday, the guy was like, he's good at throwing deep balls. He is? Really? Are you watching different games than me? What's next?
What's your number, John? Really like your analysis. Would love to add you to our coaching staff. Nick from the NovaCare.
Why is Kobayashi so good at eating hot dogs?
Yep. Yep. I mean, I can explain why he doesn't want to coach for the Eagles.
I don't want to coach for anybody.
Yeah, exactly. Me neither. I'm not qualified. Ike's qualified. I am not. But I'm qualified to do this. What's next?
ESP is the kind of guy that goes to Vegas, says he won't gamble or drink, but ends up losing a tooth, getting a tattoo on his ass, and getting married to a dancer despite being married already. Oopsie. Mike in Birdsboro.
Well, he's engaged. But...
Wow. Elliot, do not come back looking like that. What did you say? A tattoo on the butt and
missing tooth.
Missing tooth.
Married dancer. To a dancer.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the
hangover.
That's the hangover.
Yeah, right. It sounds like a plot to a movie that we've seen. Yeah.
So who's Elliot out there? Is he out there with his lady?
She usually goes, but I'm not sure.
So maybe this time. Oh, sorry, hun.
Yeah.
Like,
no,
only
no
one
red
ticket.
Flags there. Yeah.
Only one ticket. Yeah, yeah. This might be the one where you just go out with the fellas.
Yeah, the man's engaged. I don't even know what y'all are talking about, man. Stop causing problems in the happy home.
What's next?
Elliot's doing about as well on the blackjack table as he is in his Eagles preseason predictions. Not great. Jimmy from the blackjack table.
He's a Bucket Rock guy, right?
Yeah, I could see that.
He might. No, I can tell you what Elliot is. He's not at a gambling table. I mean,
Sportsbook.
The guy does Go Birds podcast. How much money is he making? That dude is at the pools.
Yeah, that's where I would be.
Right? You go out, you got to get a little cabana. He's probably, if he's smart, he'll go run with the salespeople.
Yeah, seriously.
I'm pretty sure they're charging everything to the company.
Yeah. No, but to your point, you can get your own liquor and then sneak it outside to the pool and then drink it there rather than pay it for pay.
Yeah, you don't want to pay bottle fees, man.
Nah, I'm out.
Yeah, bottle fees in Vegas. Yeah.
Any more, Jack?
I'm sorry. T.O. said what? Donovan in Arizona.
Yeah, wait till 5 runs into that interview on Twitter somewhere.
Yeah, T.O. Recommended that Ben act like a professional in the.
The funny thing is, obviously, we draw back to 5 because of when they played here. But think about every team T.O. played for when they see that video.
Jeff like, Garcia's the
yeah,
same
exactly.
reaction.
They're like, what?
Steve Mariucci's yeah. like, hold on.
Tony Romo was somewhere like, what?
Jerry's like,
yeah.
what?
yeah, so.
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Bill Parcells just rolled
yeah,
his eyes.
Exactly, yeah. They're all, yeah. Everybody he played for. I don't think he liked Mooch either.
Oh, I bet you he didn't.
Yeah, I think he was mad at. He blamed Steve Mariucci for taking his foot off the gas pedal because Dick Geron was his buddy in Chicago, and Chicago came back and beat him. And I think he blamed Mooch after the game for, like, basically taking his foot off the gas pedal and it cost him the game.
Yeah.
Yeah, T.O. was something else.
Good
man.
For T.O. I don't like Mooch. Any more, Jack?
You dopes tweeting out the video of me in a Cowboys jacket is fake news. I was a Jimmy Johnson fan, not a Cowboys fan, and I hated that fraud, Buddy Ryan. Howard and Delco.
Jack tweeted it out. It's at MarkSharisWIP. Howard Eskin on the field at Veterans Stadium wearing a Cowboys pullover starter jacket attempting a field goal. Came about 10 yards short of a 15-yard field goal.
Because he's a bum.
You say that's accurate?
Yeah, that's about accurate.
Barely got off the ground.
Yeah, and it went to the right.
Yep.
It didn't even go toward. Yeah. It didn't even go straight to the goalpost.
Dope.
Yep. Yeah, listen, you can be a Jimmy Johnson fan all you want. You're on the field in Philadelphia, Veterans Stadium, wearing a Cowboys starter jacket.
So disappointed.
Oh, and now he's on the sideline. He's Super Bowl rings and X-rays of his legs and all this other stuff. All right, Howard. I want to get Matt and Philly in here quickly. Matt, go ahead. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Matt.
What's up, Matt?
I do. And I'm talking about Simmons. In the beginning, you know, when. Through the years, I do blame the Sixers because they coddled this kid, and they should have been a lot more tough, hence what we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Now, today, I'm very disappointed in Ben. I just think I'm tired of his act. You know, it's predictable what was going to happen. You know, at this point, I blame him. You know, and if he really wanted to play, if he was really into, securing his spot here and everything like that, he would make it a point to talk to us. He would make it a point to come out and just say, you know what, listen, I am hurting or whatever, X, Y, Z. We had some issues here and there. Forget about what the Sixers are going to say. He needed to step up like a man because he wasn't a man on the court when we needed him to be a man.
I don't think he's built like that, Matt.
Yeah,
I think that's pretty obvious.
And he doesn't want to play.
You're right. You're right. And at this point, we're kind of stuck. So now I do have a question for Ike.
Yes.
As a professional athlete, successful professional athlete, in your time, what was the other teammates' perception of a situation similar to this? Like, how did your teammates?
I never had to deal with anything like this. I mean, I was playing for the Eagles. I wasn't here with T.O. When T.O. went crazy the following year. So I never had a teammate behave this way. I never had a teammate behave this way. I mean, you guys act like you have heard me speak about Ben for the first time today. I've been talking about Ben Simmons for years. For years. And as a matter of fact, a lot of you told me I was wrong about Ben all those years. This isn't about defending Ben. It really isn't. The Sixers should have traded Ben. He doesn't want to play here anymore. You can be mad that he doesn't want to play here, call him soft, all these other things. You do whatever you want to do. Bottom line is the dude doesn't want to play here anymore. So move on. Move on from him. Move on from him. We act like we don't want to break up with the guy. Or we want to wait till we break up on our terms.
Yeah, when he says, okay, I'll come back, then
yeah, you all are the one that's so emotional about whether he stays and plays or this and that and the other. I'm not. I'm irritated with the Sixers that we have to discuss this with him.
All right, two things.
Trading.
Tobias Harris on Twitter, following up on a Shams tweet, says, we'll respect his privacy and space during this time. When he's ready, we will embrace our brother with love and handle our business on the court. That's it. That's all.
That's what a leader does.
Correct. Doc Rivers pregame says that Ben Simmons addressing the team at shoot around was productive and a start.
Okay, so he won't be fined and suspended tonight, right?
He will not.
Good with that. Okay,
he will not.
Awesome.
Yes,
awesome.
He will not.
Great.
Twitter questions brought
that,
to
that,
you.
That's a start too.
Yeah, really. Twitter questions brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Support local business. Shop the home team at Mark's Jewelers for the best selection of diamond engagement rings in the area. Online, marks-jewelers.com. Ike, we will be at Chickies and Pete's on Monday. Hopefully
yes.
For a victory Monday.
In Las Vegas or here?
We will not be in Las Vegas.
I wish. I mean, yeah, never mind.
Exactly. All right, man. Listen, we'll see what happens on Monday. I hope I'm wrong, but we'll see. All right, Ike, have a good weekend, bro.
All right, dude. Go Birds!
All right. Thank you, everybody. So check it out. You know you've dreamed of Eagles season tickets, right? Now is your chance. WIP's Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway presented by Miller Lite. So you visit participating bars this season to find out how to register, including, I've been to this place before, Double Visions off Easton Road in Horsham. Check out all the Eagles games at Double Visions with $3.50, 16-ounce Miller Lite aluminum bottles, and register for a chance to win the WIP Game Day 2022 season ticket giveaway. It's all presented by Miller Lite. For info, go to 94wip.com/contest. It's Miller time, Philly. Celebrate responsibly.